Yeah, really nice. Obviously, first championship win I've been involved in, having missed the last one through injury. So yeah, it's a pretty nice feeling right now.
And back-to-back championship wins, which is unique.
Yeah, it was two good performances, really. I thought this game in particular, we were excellent. Did it the hard way. We got runs on the board first innings, made them follow on, and a good run chase to finish. I thought we thought it was a good team performance. Obviously, big 100 in the first innings, and Vic helped settle the game. And then Alan Richardson and Sakib in particular, the ball were outstanding.
That's what you need in this league, isn't it? You need a good first inning score, and that's what you probably haven't got too often in the past.
Yeah, I think we just, like I said, I think the whole game we went about it the right way, and we got runs on the board, big 300 partnerships. I'm not sure how many 100 partnerships we've had so far this year, but that obviously sets the game up, and that's what we're all about, batting long and putting partnerships together. That's what our game plan is, and we did that well this game.
Yeah, and the old man ran in again and picked up 9.
Yeah, unbelievable. He's an amazing signing, really, for us. What he's done for us in the season and a half he's been here. He's a captain's dream, really. He struggled to get the ball off him at times, but just keeps running in all day. Bowls a lot of overs for us and puts the ball in the right areas. It sounds simple, but there's not many people who can do it as well as him.
Shakib as well. I mean, you're going to miss him in four-day cricket, as and when he goes. He's done very well for you yet again.
Yeah, excellent. It's nice to have some of that quality just to throw the ball to when they've got a partnership together or something. He does take wickets, and he's obviously a great guy to have around, 50 with the bat as well. So a good solid all-round performance from him as well.
Mm. What about your own form? A couple of 50s? You happy with that?
Yeah, very. Obviously, I struggled really first part of the year, and then the injury came along, and obviously that's not ideal. I had a month out, but I suppose it maybe get that little bit more desire than I'm always committed and always want to win, but just missing out on something that you love for a month, it gives you that extra bit of hunger, and nice to get the first 50 and the second 50 this season on the board, so nice to be there at the end as well.
Mm. 106 to win was okay. You wouldn't have wanted twice that many, I don't think, would you, on that pitch? It was still doing a bit.
Yeah, it's a strange pitch, really. It did offer, but if you apply yourself, look at that partnership yesterday between McKenzie and Potter, played extremely well and batted a session without losing a wicket, and I still feel you could have done that today. So I think we should never obviously always get 106, and like maybe even late 100s, maybe 200, we'd have quite happily chased, I think.
You go back to playing, one day or tomorrow, and then 2020 cricket. So a bit of a pity, really, because you've got a run in the championship.
Yeah, I think wins are wins, brothers. Obviously, we've gotten a run in the 2020 before this game, and it just breeds confidence if you're winning games. And hopefully, obviously, Sri Lanka tomorrow, and then back to the competitive stuff on Friday night. I think we'll give some of the bowlers a rest tomorrow, and us batters will soldier on.